Democrat Maggie Hassan defeats General Bolduc in New Hampshire Senate race. By Wendell Hasebo on November 8, 2022. Democrat Senator Maggie Hassan was projected to defeat General Don Bolduc in New Hampshire's Senate race on Tuesday with 37% of the vote counted. Hassan's projected victory comes after she outspent the Republican by $9 million, according to third-quarter fundraising totals. The Senator Mitch McConnell-backed Super PAC notably defunded the general's surge in mid-October, effectively sabotaging the race. Overall, the Granite State race was the ninth most expensive Senate race, at $85,137,639, according to Open Secrets. Hassan's campaign spent $36,180,756 to defeat General Bolduc. General Bolduc shot up 13 points in 6 weeks and closed the campaign with a slim lead in the polls. Real Clear Politics flipped its forecast last week to a GOP pickup. Politico updated its forecast on Friday from lean Democrat to a toss-up. General Bolduc's rise was initially bankrolled by Democrats in the GOP primary to the tune of $3.2 million. After winning the primary by less than 2,000 votes, the establishment media appeared to ignore the Republican. 7 weeks later, General Bolduc claimed the momentum in the general election against Hassan. While Hassan preferred to remain less publicly visible during the campaign, General Bolduc ran a grassroots campaign with over 80 town halls since mid-September and over 1 million voter contacts via phone calls and door knocks. During the race, General Bolduc highlighted that Hassan voted for inflation fueling, soft on crime, and open border policies. She voted for felons to receive coronavirus stimulus checks, the $1.9 trillion for coronavirus stimulus, and the Inflation Reduction Act. Over 230 economists warn the so-called Inflation Reduction Act will exacerbate inflation. Hassan has also voted against Republican efforts to force a vote on an amendment to a coronavirus bill to reinstate Title 42 restrictions. She additionally has refused to oppose the Biden administration's catch-and-release illegal immigration policy, along with opposing former President Donald Trump's Remain in Mexico policy, which Biden ended. The New Hampshire Senate contest was one of seven fiercely contested battleground states that determined which party would control the Senate. To retake the chamber, the GOP needed to hold Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and retake either Arizona, Nevada, Washington State, New Hampshire, or Georgia to have a one-seat majority in the Senate. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.